I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
He's a man with Carolina style, and her definition of the man is Kyle. It's Watch What Happens Live with Hannah Berner and Shep Rose now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411, king of midnight fun, MCAC.
Hey, everybody. Hey, guys. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, with one guest who offered a passionate apology to Kyle tonight, and another whose passion is leisure. Please welcome from Summer House, Hannah Berner. Hey, Hannah.
Hi, Andy. Thanks for having me.
You see if you thank me in a half an hour. And he's a Southern charmer who wrote the book Unsettling, literally Average Expectations, Lessons in Lowering the Bar, is out now. Congratulations, Shep. I'm so happy for you.
Thanks, Andy. I'm just trying to follow in your footsteps as best I can.
Ah, you're very kind. Okay, Shep, just you can go get a cocktail or something, because I need to get into this with Hannah. First of all, what makes you, I mean, just because your psychic texted you and said this happened, you just automatically believe it?
Oh, no, I didn't believe it. I was planting a seed and seeing if it would become a beautiful flower. I didn't know what would happen, but I thought it was funny to tell Paige, and naturally, it became a thing.
Of course it did. Hannah, this is an interesting question. Jenna and Bubby said, do you see the irony in the fact that you made fun of Kyle's age, yet you are now engaged to the gray-haired version of Kyle? The similarities in the looks now appear that you were jealous of Amanda. We got this a lot, Hannah.
I wasn't making fun of Kyle's age. I was just saying, like, as a 38-year-old man, it's weird that you're yelling at me about trash and having a full tantrum. And Kyle and Dez do look alike. I think they're both very handsome.
Okay.
Now, but I have my own. I don't need to take Kyle from Amanda.
Do you think you overreacted at Kyle for bringing up your dad when it appeared that you brought up your dad first?
Oh, 100%. I do think I was trying to be more general, like that he was acting like my boss, like a dad. And then I lost my damn mind and just needed out of that conversation because we weren't getting anywhere. And I wanted to turn into like Teresa Giudice and just be like, never talk about my family.
Yeah.
Andy,
yes, Chef.
Can I say something?
Yes.
I watched it and I saw that sequence with, she brought up her dad. And then she goes, how dare you bring up my family? I was like, wait a second, what just happened here? So I love you, Hannah, but that was absurd.
Yeah, it was quarantine brain. It was day 35 stuck in the house with him, and I just, that was a 50-minute argument.
Right.
And I was trying to get out of it.
This was not your best episode.
And she's had some doozies,
Thank you, Chef.
She's had some doozies. Tonight, Hannah.
There's more to come.
Tonight, Hannah described Kyle as the man, and who knows, he may even become her best man because she's engaged. This is the announcement she posted on Instagram. Mazel tov to you. We need details on your upcoming wedding to Des. By the way, is he there?
He Des, come by and say hi to Andy. He's a big fan.
Des!
So people have told me, or him, that he looks like a straight Anderson Cooper. What do you think?
It's hard for me to picture a straight Anderson Cooper, but yes, he looks like a straight version of Kyle.
James Marsden. By the way, Kyle is saying I'm old. I'm only 7 years older than him.
Ah, how old are you, dude?
45.
Okay, very good. What is the timeline of your relationship versus what we're seeing on Summer House now? Like, when you went into the house, where were you with Des?
So I'd met Des 2 weeks before, and I was immediately very into him. And then when I got into the house, I know there was a lot of crying in the beginning, but it really was frustrated tears of feeling like Luke wasn't respecting me, but I never imagined marrying Luke. I had different ideas for my future.
Has your forever frenemy Kyle congratulated you on your engagement to his doppelganger?
He hasn't said anything to me, and I was a little surprised by it.
Which of the girls do you envision being bridesmaids right now?
You know, Andy, I don't think I'm gonna do bridesmaid because it stresses me out and everyone really hates it. It's really just like making your friends work for you. So I'm gonna just invite people to have fun for the wedding.
How do your parents feel about the age difference?
They love that I'm not dating like a little boy. They get to talk about the 80s with him. They have a lot of fun with
that. Yeah, we get to talk about
that.
Sure.
Oh my God. Be honest, do you think Lindsay had steam coming out of her ears when she saw your post?
Lindsay and I think are good now, and I think she's focused on herself, and I wish her the best, and her hair looked great in the confessional this season.
What was Luke's reaction to your engagement, especially after he called Des a consolation prize?
Yeah.
Did he? I didn't even know that. That's news to me.
I don't let him watch the show because he would probably show up to the house with a bat.
That's fine. I'm a great consolation prize, I have to say.
Yeah, I hope I lose again and again and again.
Wow. All right. Well,
no, I didn't hear.
Thank you very much. Did you hear from Luke about the engagement?
Well, I did block him on my phone, so he might have reached out. I just don't know.
Got it. Well, Des, when you first started, when you were texting with her and she was in the house, was she telling you what was going on with her and Luke, or was she keeping mum about that?
Well, we had just met before she went in, and I completely understood that she had previous going in with Luke. So I had actually said to her, like, you gotta, you know, this is your thing. You gotta do what you gotta do, and we'll reconvene when you get out. I wasn't expecting to keep as in good touch as we did in the house. But I think what happened was it really didn't work out early on in terms of all the different liaisons in the house. So we started to get closer as the journey moved on.
I cried to him on the phone is what he's trying to say.
No doubt. All right. Thanks for the pop in, Des. Great to see you. Hope to see you in person soon.
I wish I had more tea.
he just learned what tea is. He loves it.
Yeah. Okay.
Loves the term.
There he goes. Well, Sheppy, we have not caught up with you since the Southern Charm reunion. And while Craig's liver is probably still processing all the liquor he consumed that day, I want to know how you've processed what went down. In a recent Us Weekly interview, you claimed A-Rod allegedly made Madison sign an NDA. When was the last time you spoke with Madison? And what do you make of all the hoo-ha that's going on now in the media?
Andy, you're going to get me in trouble.
That's my job.
Yeah. No, I'll only answer to you from now on. It's surprising. Our little show is on the cover of magazines.
Have you spoken to Austin and Craig about what the fallout?
Austin does not want to hear about it. He really doesn't. I don't know. You know, he's a sensitive guy, and he'd rather just block it out and act like that's the past and keep it in the past. Although I told him, buddy, that's going to be difficult to do if we continue doing the show here.
Right. Craig was, now do you, what are the thing? What do you think the chances that Austin and Madison will give it another go? I mean, I always have to ask this question.
You know, I'm not so sure that's going to happen. I really am optimistic for both of them, really, that they should go separate ways. And I think it's a slow thing. I know that, like, they were really good friends. I mean, say what you will about that, but they were really close and they leaned on each other a lot. And that's hard to separate and hard to have break up. That's a lot of hard part of breakups, right?
What do you attribute Craig gunning for everybody at the reunion? Was it just the booze? I mean, and he was really going after Madison, of course.
Yeah, part of me thinks it's because he and Austin have become so close. He's decided to fight the battles for Austin.
Aww.
I think that, yeah, which is lovely in a way. But I think that Austin can be sit on his laurels a little bit when confronted. And so Craig, I think Austin would even say, took it a little too far, but it was entertaining, wasn't it?
It was. It was, yes. It was probably more entertaining on television, the edited version of it.
Yeah. Right? You had to be there.
Smaller doses.
Do you regret admitting to cheating on Taylor after I asked you if you had been faithful?
No, I don't, because I am all about honesty, and everybody in the room knew about it because I called Austin and Craig when it happened, and they care about the both of us, and I wanted their support or opinion, and they were wonderful. They really are good friends of mine, and we all care about each other. So it was out there. So okay. Why lie about it?
Let's go to the virtual audience. Victoria, what's your question for Hannah?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Hannah. Hi. How are you doing?
Hi.
Good.
Good. How are you?
Well, thank you. So, Hannah, my question is, do you think it's a tad hypocritical that you were upset with Luke for bringing Sierra to the house and talking to the both of you when you were talking to Dez at the same time and not telling Luke about it?
Good question. Luke actually did know about Dez when I went to the house, and that's why I felt like he was trying to play me. When he came and was just like, hey, I know I've been talking to you every day, but I have a girl that I didn't tell you about that I'm so in love with. And I was like, you're disrespecting me. And also, we were not trying to date. Luke and I weren't trying to date. We were two people that got very close. So when Sierra told me everything, I basically freaked out and was like, this guy is not the guy I thought I was. And it's healthy to see something's not working and really just move on and find happiness.
Yeah, you were the picture of mental health this season on Summer House.
Oh, no, it was mental health breakdown.
Yeah. Bailey, what's your question for Shep?
So our question is, Shep, have you spoken to Catherine since the news came out about her new custody arrangement?
And how is she doing with all of the new changes?
Yeah, I haven't. I read that and was obviously dismayed to read it. But Pringle reached out to her. Because he was in a custody situation with his children and wife, and they've been texting, and Pringle said she sounds good and centered, and she's doing the best she can. So that's the answer to that. Yep.
All right. Thank you, virtual audience. Hannah, not everyone believed your apology to Kyle tonight, so I want to know when your castmates have made you say sorry, not buying it. It's time for a round of Do You Buy It? Hannah, tell us if you believe these statements made by your housemates. Did you buy your own apology to Kyle?
No.
No. Good. I didn't either. Do you believe that Sierra now has no romantic feelings towards Luke and that they're strictly platonic?
Yeah, Sierra was really never into it.
Do you believe that Lindsay really didn't want a grand gesture from Stravi on her birthday and only wanted him to romance her?
I believe that she wasn't that into it.
Do you buy that you are actually the messiest one in the kitchen?
Oh, 100%. I'm an artist. I'm a creative, Andy.
Right, okay. And you're not good at taking out the trash. Do you believe that Kyle is the number one guy in the house?
That is so funny you said that, because the reason my apology happened was he just wanted to hear that he was a number one guy, and then he left me alone.
There you go. Okay. And clearly you don't, because you didn't believe your apology. Do you believe that Amanda has acted like a best friend to you this whole time?
I mean, Amanda and I have, we don't really talk during the winter. We're always really cool in the summer, and I think, and I really get along with her when Kyle doesn't come in between us.
Do you buy that Stravi had to work at all hours of the night, or did he just not want to hang out with the group?
I think it's a little bit of both, but I appreciate his hustle.
Do you think Luke always knew you wanted more from the relationship, as Paige claimed?
No, Luke just wanted to string me along until I realized what was going on. Also, that's my hat he's wearing. Okay. And I hate that he wears it. It's my hat.
Okay, well, he looks pretty cute in it. Thanks, Hannah. Well, unlike Hannah's psychic friend, my guests can't read into the future or their friend's sexual past, but they can read their friends. So let's get into their predictions with Gaze into the Future. Future? Hannah, who in the house do you predict will be the first to have a baby?
I think Amanda.
Shep, who's more likely to remain a bachelor for life, Craig or Austin?
Austin.
Hannah, do you foresee a record contract in Luke's future?
I'll pay him to stop singing, please.
Shep, will Craig be a millionaire because of his pillow line?
I hope so. He has expensive taste.
Hannah, will Lindsay be able to stick to her strict timeline of life?
No, and I think she's going to realize the real timeline will be better than she pictured.
Shep, is Whitney destined to be a bachelor for life, or will he settle down?
I think the bell is really starting to ring loudly, so I think he might tie the knot, with whom I have no idea.
Hannah, do you foresee Loverboy becoming a massive global brand?
I hope so.
Shep, do you ever see Cam coming back to the hangout to hang out with the gang?
No.
Okay, Shep, get Taylor, because I know she's in the next room, because I need her for the Taylor. Next future come question.
Come here.
Oh, good. There she is.
Here.
Taylor, hi.
Hi. Hey, Andy.
Nice to meet
How
you.
Are you.
Taylor, I want you to be here for my next question to Shep. Shep, when do you think you will propose to Taylor?
I don't know, but I tell you this, Andy. I think I've started to delete a bunch of people or unfollow a bunch of people on my Instagram, and I think that means I really care about Taylor.
Have you unfollowed all of your old booty calls on Instagram? Is that what you're saying?
That's essentially what I'm saying, yes.
Wow.
Isn't that a big step?
It's major. Taylor, have you watched the past few seasons of Southern Charm?
No, I refuse to.
Okay, good.
I'm slowly but surely working through his book as well.
Right.
Yeah, she was, she started reading it a couple days ago, and she says that my therapist, I'm either her best client or her worst nightmare, which I think is kind of both in the same.
Wow, yet she remains. Okay, well, Taylor, we will be watching what happens with the two of you and wishing you the very best. Why don't you not watch any past Southern Charm seasons until you get the ring? Okay.
Noted.
Yes.
Noted.
Hannah, Sasha N said, did you really need a psychic to tell you Lindsay and Luke were hooking up with each other after they were all over each other on the beach? Were you considering flirting with him again after Sierra called it quits?
Oh, no, 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 no. No. No, just no, no, no's. No.
Shep, Alicia C wants to know what you think of Thomas moving to South Carolina with his new fiance.
Where was he before?
You tell me.
I don't know. I know he has a child, a new child, and that's right. Good for him, I think.
Jilly Bean 25 wants to know how Hannah felt when she saw Paige say she was Team Amanda, and did they talk about it?
Yeah, I mean, Paige is my best friend for life, and she knows I'm very loyal to her, and I will always forgive her. And if she were to say she wasn't Team Amanda, she would have had to deal with the wrath of Kyle, so I would have probably done the same thing.
Harris E said, Shep, fans think Madison and Austin spent Valentine's Day together this year. Do you have any idea if that's true?
I saw that, and a few of us saw that. We think that was old That was an old picture or video on Instagram, which is even weirder. But I hope it's not true. I really do, for both of their sakes.
Well, did you ask Austin?
For all of our sakes. No, because I can't bring up her name. I swear he'll bite my head off. Oh. I just want, yeah.
Okay. It's time for Watch What Happens 5. After watching my guests navigate the messiness of their single lives over the years, I'm surprised there would be a single thing they miss from the time before their current happy relationships, but it turns out they have 5. So tonight, Hannah and Shep are giving us the top 5 things they miss about being single. We're gonna go back and forth, starting with you, Hannah.
I miss pretending that I'm hard to get.
Ah, very good. Shep, what's your, give me one for you.
I miss pretending I'm a player.
Yeah. Hannah, okay. What about, okay.
Oh, I miss watching back-to-back-to-back Housewives with zero judgment, just in peace.
Very good. Dez is a little judgy on that score. Okay, Shep, give me another one.
I miss waking up in strange places and trying to put the pieces together from the night before.
Always fun. And Hannah, the last one from you.
And the most important one, I miss being able to fart in peace.
Oh boy, we all love to fart in peace. Wow, look at them now, folks. They grow up so fast. I want to thank Hannah and Shep for being here. Shep's book is in stores, folks. Summer House is all new next week. And the week after that, see you, everybody. Don't drink and drive.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
Back on the after show with Hannah and Shep. Summer House is on every Thursday. You can catch Bravo's chat room on Sunday. Shep's book, Average Expectations, Lessons in Lowering the Bar, is out now. Let's go to our audience. Anybody in our audience have a question? Raise your hands. The woman in the blue with the gentleman next to her. Yes. Hi.
Hi. Andy, I'm so excited to meet you. You have the most beautiful son.
Thank you so much. Oh, look, your husband is leaving. Oh, no, he's getting...
He's bringing us...
Aww, oh, that's cute.
I thought he was going to propose.
You have a beautiful you have a beautiful son, too.
Oh, thank you.
And your husband's not bad. What's your question?
So now that Tinsley is our neighbor here in Chicago, is there any chance we're going to have a Real Housewives franchise here? And if so, can I be considered?
Well, never say never, but you look, and your apartment looks really good too.
She'll bring the drama, Andy.
Wow.
She'll bring all the drama.
All right. Okay. Well, we will consider that. I like that question.
So will Benny.
Right. All right. Do you know Tins?
I have a friend that used to date Scott.
Okay. Perfect. You're in. All right. Anyone else in the audience have a question for these two? The woman on the bottom left, Rocco. Bottom left. Yes. Hi.
Hi, Andy.
Hey.
I wanted to know, do you think that problematic housewives like the Ramonas and the Kelly Dodds of the world, do you think that they are good for the show or bad for the brand?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I would call them problematic. I mean, I think that they have their opinions and they express them, and I think that's what makes a great housewife. Yeah. So, you know, I think that the qualities of a great Real Housewife are that they express their opinions and they feel strongly about them. So, yeah. Anyone else in the audience have a question? Hannah? Yeah, the woman in the red with her buddy. Hi.
Hi, Andy. We love you so much. Our patron saint, Andy Cohen, is how we refer to you.
Thank you.
We adore you.
Thanks.
Hannah, so I would say we're in San Francisco. We saw your show right before quarantine.
Adore.
You were amazing. Miss seeing you on tour.
I'm going to cry. That was the most fun show ever.
We talked about astrology and cats. Like, it was wonderful. need to know. So understand there's a strained relationship with Kyle. Very understandable. Where are you today with Kyle and Amanda? Are you getting invited to the wedding? Are they getting invited to the wedding? Like, what is happening? Also, we're drinking
great question. I love you both. It's
love
difficult
you.
Because it's difficult because, like, watching the show over and, like, seeing, I didn't know he was saying all the things he was saying around the house about me. And then, like, the whole lazy thing, like, you guys know my stand-up tour got canceled. So I was, like, creating another podcast. Like, I was so busy and I'm such a psycho workaholic. So to have this guy trying to make me look like I was someone I'm not was hard. If I don't get invited, I'm cool with it. And if I have a small wedding and they're not there, I'm cool with it, if that makes sense.
All right.
There it is.
She's cool with it. cool. Raise your hand if you have a question for Shep. Yes, the woman on the top right. Yep.
Yes. Hey, Shep, what does everyone think about your Twitter feed? It seems like it's very different from, you know, South Carolina and Charleston.
Yeah, and I'm proud of that.
I love it.
Yeah, and but you know what I was big anti-Trump and I still am, but I'm so happy about the current situation. Couldn't be happier. Some normalcy's returned to our life. But it harkens back to Seth Rogen, who's obviously a comedic hero of mine. He told Howard Stern, he was big active on it. He goes, you're not going to change anybody's mind. You're just not. So it's just, I've sort of backed off a little bit, but every now and then I'll get in there into the ring and throw a few punches.
Yeah. All right. I want to thank Shep and Hannah and our great audience. Everybody get Shep's book. For more, click around bravotv.com. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Once upon a beat.
Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.